CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. New baby numbers from the Centers for Disease Control may surprise you. Once was, birth by C-section was rare, maybe 5% of the time. Now the CDC says it's nearly 1 out of 3, just over 30%. And more women are having babies without the detail of matrimony, too. CBS's Dan Raveeb with the government stats.
Around 4.1 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. Birth certificates show 37% of the mothers were unmarried. That's up from 36% the year before, a continuing trend, women having babies without or before marrying the fathers. The increase mainly among women in their 20s. This federal report shows the birth rate among teenage girls is down.
The NTSB decided to investigate the school bus crash in Alabama in which 4 students have died. Debbie Hersman.
We're looking at training and maintenance programs, whether or not there are schedules for those and if they're complied with.
The assassination of Lebanese Cabinet Minister Pierre Jamail this morning has quaked diplomatic circles in the Middle East today. Syria denies any connection to the killing despite Jamail's strong opposition to Syrian influence and intervention in Lebanese politics. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
It is certainly a tragedy for Lebanon and for those in Lebanon and that part of the world who believe in peace and representative systems.
3 very famous Americans are being remembered today. Former Michigan Wolverines head coach Bo Schembechler, who died the day before the Ohio State game.
He taught us that you can work harder, you can set your sights higher, and I think every one of us learned that bar could be raised a whole lot higher than any of us ever envisioned.
That's Dan Dierdorf. Movie director Robert Altman has died.
I'll be there right after my AA meeting.
Oh, Larry, I didn't realize you had a drinking problem.
Well,
that's from The Player. Altman was always called a maverick, and he didn't like that label.
This anti-Hollywood thing that is tagged on me for some reason is just apocryphal. It's not true.
Altman was 5 times nominated and was given the Oscar for Lifetime Achievement this year. And as CBS News correspondent Ed Bradley's memorial today, Wynton Marsalis played. By the way, here's hoping you bought Google when it was $85 a share. Google topped $500 today at $509 and change.
Investors continue to bet that Google is going to continue to dominate the internet search space. And also helping the stock out was the fact that it unveiled discounts for online shoppers who use its payment service during the holiday season.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus. Wall Street, the Dow gained 5, the Nasdaq picked up 2 points. This is CBS News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corey Flintoff. Lebanese leaders have called for 3 days of mourning after a Christian cabinet minister was gunned down while driving near Beirut today. The murder of Pierre Jamail plunged the fragile Lebanese government deeper into crisis. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut.
Outside St. Joseph's Hospital, cabinet ministers, family members, and stunned residents gathered in the wake of the murder. Pierre Jamail's motorcade had been riddled with bullets by unknown assailants. His father, former President Amin Jamail, urged Lebanese to make this a night of prayer and reflection, not of reckless acts of revenge. Pierre Jamail's friend and political colleague, Saad Hariri, immediately pointed an accusing finger at Damascus, saying the hands of Syria are all over this. Hariri's father was killed 2 years ago, and investigators say some evidence points to Syrian involvement there. Syria denies that and condemned the Jamail killing. Prime Minister Fouad Sanura vowed the embattled government would carry on, but this killing plus 6 recent resignations mean the cabinet is barely big enough to function. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.
An Israeli advocacy group says about 40% of the land held by Jewish settlements in the West Bank is really privately owned Palestinian land. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Peace Now says the report is based on maps and statistics from the Israeli government that were leaked. The figures show that almost 40% of the land that is held by the more than 120 Jewish settlements in the West Bank is privately owned Palestinian land. In the past, Israeli officials had said they do not build on private land, but only on state land, which belonged to the Jordanian government before the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. The report found that the largest Jewish settlement, Maale Adumim, just a few miles east of Jerusalem, is built mostly on privately owned Palestinian land. Peace Now has already appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court to demand the dismantlement of one outpost built entirely on private land. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Authorities in Huntsville, Alabama, say a fourth high school student has died from her injuries after yesterday's bus crash. The school bus plunged nose first from a highway overpass and fell about 30 feet, killing two girls at the scene. A third died later at a hospital. Debbie Herzman of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators are hoping that the bus's onboard video camera will yield some information about what happened.
I don't know if there's any usable information on the video camera. Obviously, it was a quite severe crash sequence and impact. What we do know is that some video has been retrieved. We don't know if the video is usable.
Debbie Herzman of the National Transportation Safety Board. In stocks, the Dow Industrials gained 5 points to close at 12,321. The NASDAQ was up 2 points to 2,454. This is NPR News. Alcoa Incorporated said today that it will eliminate 6,700 jobs worldwide over the next year. The aluminum maker said the cuts are part of a plan to boost profits. The job losses represent about 5% of Alcoa's global workforce. Huge crowds of travelers and slow-moving lines are expected at the nation's airports this week for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Thanksgiving is the busiest time of year at airports, and this year many passengers will encounter new security rules for liquids and gels. You can bring them on in carry-on luggage, but only in small containers, 3 ounces or less, and they must be packed separately in a 1-quart Ziploc plastic bag. Passengers who don't comply will have their bags searched, according to Amy Kudwa, a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration.
It can take between 5 and 10 minutes to complete that full bag check and have that person actually departing the checkpoint. So imagine if the three people in front of you have a bag check required and what that can do to the wait times for the people immediately behind them.
Many business and frequent travelers already know the drill, but many holiday travelers may not. Officials are trying to get the word out, but they're also advising people to arrive early and be patient. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
The Bush administration has lowered its estimate of this year's economic growth. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said today that it expects the economy to slow down this year and the next. In June, the White House predicted that the nation's gross domestic product would grow at a rate of 3.6% this year. It now says it believes the actual growth will be 3.1%. The administration says the growth for 2007 will drop to 2.9%. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.